This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales and Boyd's One Stop. All right, let's get to the weather. I hope everybody got off of water before that stuff hit yesterday evening. Goodness. All right, looks like 81 on the island this morning. Feels like 86 today. Mix of clouds and sun, stray shower, thunderstorms possible, high around 85, north winds 5 to 10. That rain chance today is about 30%. And then for tonight, scattered thunderstorms this evening. They'll be coming more widespread overnight with a low of 78, north winds at 5 to 10. That rain chance tonight, 70%. And then for tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms in the morning, then cloudy skies later in the day with a high of 84, northeast winds 10 to 20. And rain chance tomorrow is about 40%. So tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We're on a four-tide schedule again. We have a high at 5:56 a.m. It's a 1.6. Then a low at 10:29 a.m., a 1.4. A high at 1:30 p.m., a 1.5. And then a low at 10:03 p.m., a negative 0.2. So all of our daytime tides today are fairly weak. 6:51 a.m. is sunrise, 7:53 p.m. is sunset. Our moon phase, 7%. And looking at current conditions around the complex, the buoy offshore showing a north wind at 7 to 9 miles per hour. The water temp is 88.7, air temperature 83. Eagle Point inside the bay, air temperature is 79.7 with 89.8 degree water, 90 degree water, basically. North-northwest wind at 2 to 6. And at Morgan's Point, it's 80 degrees with 88.7 degree water. Northwest wind at 6 to 7 miles per hour. So looks like another good morning on the beachfront. Calm surf, clear water, and bay smooth. Kind of like that. Just watch out for these storms. Some of them are packing a lot of lightning and a lot of wind. Also, we're down the coast. There was a few boats capsized in that storm. What was that, Monday? Goodness. Got to get in before it hits. All right. Let's move over to Sabine Lake now. Let's check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning and see what he's up to. Good morning, Bill. What's going on over there?
Well, I'm staggering around out here at the boat.
Staggering?
trying to get my stuff together and head on down the highway.
Well, but, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, at least I'm motivating. And the automatic light just come on. So everything's good in the world.
Well, good.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm here, buddy. It's all good. I'm hanging.
So we had some boats capsized Monday.
Yeah, I saw a little bit about it. Where Towboats U.S. or one of them, you know, flipping them back over after they were capsized. And it's,
man.
That's that one storm. I think that was Monday. When I thought I was going to get slammed, I'm just watching it. It's coming all the way from you know, from Beaumont and the Golden Triangle area, right down I-10, headed for Trinity Bay, and it it saw that bay and just raised up and went north. And that's when, you know, all the woodlands and all that area above me, they all got slammed and power outages. And then during the night, it moved over and went down the coast. And, man, looked pretty gnarly when it hit down that way. Had to go over to Port O'Connor on down.
This has been a bad year for storms. I mean, just regular thunderstorms.
We had some big ones hit yesterday evening. You know, it came from your way, too. Same thing. And I actually got some rain at my house. It wasn't much. Now, I had some friends right up the road that live out there by me, about 4 or 5 miles from me. They got 2 to 3 inches. I might have gotten a couple of tenths, but it's I'll take what I can get living on Umbrella Point. You take anything you can get.
That's just amazing. It just splits and goes around you.
It really does. Pretty nuts, man.
Well, we had a pretty good day yesterday. We caught a bunch of fish.
Right.
Yeah, we finally caught some really nice ones right up in the mid-morning.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of, I don't know, I think we had about 4 or 5 fish. And then we lit in on them and found one particular spot. It was 23 foot coming up to, oh, I guess, 15.
Man.
And that's where those fish were.
Well, that's some deep water fishing,
good,
man.
Good, solid fish. Had to stand on the back of the boat, trolling motor spot locked, and let your line free run down to this little point that's underwater. It's just completely underwater. You can't see anything, but I scoped it all out, and I've been doing this for, 2 or 3 days now.
Yeah.
And you just let that thing free run down there, and there's some solid 17, 18-inch trout down there.
Right.
And we wound up boxing about another, 12 or 13. Yeah, that was fun. And those guys, they know how to fish. The three guys I had with me, they know how to do it.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
Once they got onto it, they went, oh, that's how you're doing it. You just drop it, let it free run to the bottom, and about, somewhere around 15, 16 feet, and shake that thing. Just shake it up and down. Shake your rod tip up and down, and boy, the strikes are vicious. And, of course, the water's cleared up a little bit now. We've got fairly clear water. You can see down about 2-3 feet, and it's almost green, almost.
That's good.
I figure in the morning, this morning, I might even go to the jetty. I haven't looked at the radar yet. Hopefully there's nothing out there.
It's pretty clean right now.
Since Republicans have passed controversy.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Firing up the truck. Turn that radio down.
I had to.
Hey, I get in my wife's car if I have to use it for something, and I don't know how she can even hear. That radio's so loud when I fire her car up to go somewhere. It scares me. It's so loud.
If my wife was listening to me right now, she'd be saying stuff, but her hearing is not as good as it used to be. I mean, she had hearing that could hear through walls, you know, insulated walls. I remember the kids.
Yeah, a lot of women are like that. I mean, I got one.
She could hear it through everything, but it's not as sharp as it used to be. She says, quit mumbling and talk to me. And that's just comical. And it's like, you know, because I'm wearing hearing aids myself. And she don't understand that. She don't get it. She doesn't know that her hearing's going a little bit. And so I'm not going to tell her. Nobody else tell her either. All you people out there listening, don't tell my wife.
No.
I get in trouble. shoot. But anyway, yeah. So the white is Pearl White.
Still and, working.
Pearl White and the Little Johns. It's I can catch them on Kay Wiggler Ball Tap 4-inch or Little Johns, either way. If it's got a yellowtail, it makes it a little better. But you can just catch them on straight white now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we wound up throwing yet again. And it's just the strangest thing. You know, by now I would normally be throwing clear sparkle colors and, you know, lots of plates.
Yeah.
But white is still working.
Same over here. Same things. Lime trees, chartreuse, white. Yeah.
Yeah. Straight lime trees, Little John will work.
Oh, yeah, it will.
That's just the funniest thing. It's just, the fish normally would hit something with a little more sparkle and clear. And not right now. It's still.
Yeah, and you're fishing so deep right now, too, and that's where those Little Johns come into play good. The sink rate on them is a lot better than any other bait. You can get those down quick.
And the tide current was not bad yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We did catch most of all of our fish on a falling tide.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of funny. They didn't bite. I ran all over the lake several miles and hit a bunch of good spots. Nothing. And I know those fish are up there somewhere, but they're not where I was. I don't have any idea.
Well, they're moving around. They're just getting there and trying to establish their, you know, pattern for the rest of the year, place they're going to live with the best bait and best structure. You know, that's
the
way
it
is this time of year.
Yeah, that's true. I ran in a back. So much bait in it, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. You getting a lot of shad hatch over there? You having a big hatch?
Yeah, they're probably a half inch to an inch long.
Yeah.
And the ladyfish are just killing them.
Yeah, fresh
but
meat,
trout,
man.
Those trout, they were spitting up shrimp when we caught them.
Right.
Out of that deeper water.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of tells me that the shrimp are down there deep. And I talked to some croaker soakers yesterday that I know.
Right.
And, They had 12 trout, and they had some pretty good hammers, you know. They had some, maybe a 20 or an 18 each, you know.
Those are hammers now, huh?
Yeah.
Hammers, man, 18, 20.
Yeah, I think they might have had one that was 22 inches.
Yeah.
The croaker fishermen are going to catch... They're going to catch some big trout if they put it in the right place.
True.
Those guys, they're pretty well professionals at it. You know, they leave Houston and come all the way to Bolivar and get their croakers and get to Sabine by daylight.
Dang.
Now that's some warriors. That's road warriors.
That's dedicated.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are something else, man. But that's the way they want to do it. My gene goes, they're going to do it. Any way they can. But I went with them one time. Got them just as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I mean, they're dedicated. They know what they're doing.
Got to work that croaker.
Yeah. Yes. Got
to work it, man. You got to jig that croaker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they know how to pull that thing around. And, you know, I catch a lot of trout on lures like that, dragging it on the bottom, and especially this time of year.
Yeah.
Those guys, they know how to pull that. They know how to pull that sinker across the bottom.
Well,
probably about a 24-inch setback on their sinker.
Well, let me work this break in and jig a commercial up here, buddy. I'll be right back at you. Hang on a second.
Right.
All right. BigCashSnapper.com. The Big Cash Snapper Tournament, it's wrapping up its first annual series, and they're having a free entry snapper tournament. That's right, no entry fee. You can fish anywhere along the Texas coast on Friday, September 5th, and you can fish from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. and bring your best three snapper to the weigh-in at Rusty Hook Ranch in Matagorda, Texas. And that's the next day on Saturday, September 6th. Have your fish there before 6 p.m. First place pays $5,000. Second place, $2,500. That's $2,500. Third place, $1,500. And they'll also have side pots for Big Snapper, King, Ling, and Dorado. And then after that, after the weigh-in, join in for food, live music, and fundraiser for the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. You can find details at BigCashSnapper.com. That's BigCashSnapper.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:18 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we're back.
All right, I'm here with you.
All right, man.
Just rolling down that long, lonesome highway in the dark.
In the dark, pulling a boat.
Life of the guide.
Hoping for the best.
Hoping for the best.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I've got them located now. I'm going to catch them today. You know, being off the water for a week.
Yeah.
You know, I've had this back problem. I've kind of been laying up and just taking my better customers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I laid off for a week, and it showed. I gambled in one end of the lake and didn't. I caught two 12-inch trout out of a whole bunch of stops. Wasted 2.5 hours. Had to go back to the ship channel anyway.
Right. You got to go look. You know, you got to. That's, I mean, with the limits is as minimum as they are, I mean, there's no sense sitting on your old fish and beating them up and throwing them back. I mean, the other day we had a couple of floaters, and those fish weren't even hooked deep. They were hooked in a lip. It's just that hot water. They just fought.
Oh, it's
so hot.
Hard.
Yeah. I mean, they were just... They were belly up. I couldn't do anything about it. And I said, man, let's quit catching these fish. Y'all got what you needed, and let's get out of here. So we went looking around.
Yeah,
and I mean, why not? Go look for reds and hope you find some more schools of trout while you're doing that, you know?
I did hook a bull drum yesterday, probably about 50 pounds.
Ooh, big ugly.
And I just broke him off, you know.
Right.
You can't keep the things anyway, so. It got pretty exciting there, because he decided to take off to the ship channel, and let me tell you what, he put on a pretty darn good run for
right.
a drum, and I was about to lose my line, so I just dogged him off and broke it. I said, well, I can't let this happen, you know. I'd have to swap rods and all that kind of stuff. Well, I just sacrificed my jig. But that, and we did have a nice redfish on in the lake, and it somehow broke that braided line. I don't know what happened there, but guy had 30-pound braid.
Well, maybe a mackerel or a shark line. Swam into it.
Well, no, I think the knot was actually still intact, and somehow it just broke off. I don't know.
No, that's what maybe I mean, like. Sometimes when you get in those reds in that open water, they'll swim through and other fish in there. you know, with that line as tight as it is, it touches a tooth on a shark or a mackerel or something. It'll just, I mean, it's like cutting thread.
That could have been what happened. I guess and it was just, you know, he had him coming. Everything looked good. That was our one chance at a good redfish. And that was in the lake, way up the lake.
Right.
I don't know. You know, they've been in the lake off at home, but yesterday I just couldn't find them. And it was a good high tide, still moving real good. Mm. Lots of bait everywhere I went. Just no fish. So it just, it is what it is. You got to play it the way you see it.
Yeah, that's all you do. There's a few showers out in the Gulf, Bill, but radar, I was looking at it for you, it's clean everywhere.
Oh, good. I mean, that's good.
And the showers that are in the Gulf are moving out away from the shore, so.
Oh, dog. I like
Texas,
hearing
that. There's way up by Lufkin, there's one little tiny one. I mean, unless it grows into something, but I don't look for it to.
It come up a pretty good storm off the jetties yesterday.
And then it got, but
I was already off the water, had my fish cleaned, and I could see lightning out there, and it was coming. But I drove away from it, and, we tried to get off the water by 12 yesterday. It was pretty well smoking hot by then.
Yeah, it's starting to get hot about that time, and it's real bad about 2 to 3 o'clock.
It is, but we did okay. 17 trout is not the best, but you know, normally I'm somewhere between 18 and 40, you know. Just depends on how many people I have in the boat.
Well, it is August, and it's and these fish don't bite real good every day. It's like about every third day you get that real good bite where you catch a lot of fish.
Yeah, it seems that way, and somehow I can't quite figure out whether I want a slow moving tide or a fast moving tide. It's just strange right now. You know, you'll catch them real good one day on a slow moving tide, and the next day you can't.
Where I've been fishing along a channel and all that area, a real strong tide, it messes it up. You might as well go do something else.
It
starts to slow down because it just stirs the bottom up so bad. The water gets filthy just from the current. And plus, you can't work your lure right because you're fishing deep structure and you need. But once it slows up or you got a weak tide day, that's when those fish really go nuts. You can target them a lot, way much better.
Yeah, it was like that yesterday. Even the incoming tide was not rushing.
Our tides are weak. We're on a four tide. The strongest one's the nighttime low, that -02. And then the high this morning, it'll be strong coming in, but then once it fizzles out, and the low's going to turn right around and start going back out after that peak. So, and they're not real strong, not a big exchange at all.
Yeah, and that like you say, if you've got a rushing tide, either incoming or outgoing, it'll dirty up the water. It on the falling tide, it takes a while for it to dirty up. Mm-hmm. It's got to fall a while. And then you get the mud off the bank and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's okay. Right now, I'll take a weak tide.
Have you got much dredging going on over your way? Maintenance dredging?
No. Well, they got one dredge up there at that new LNG, but they're pumping that over in Spolpo.
That's good.
So. Yeah, they're not just blowing it back out. So it's okay.
Yeah, that's our problem. We have so much silt everywhere that once we get a good current running, that it stirs all that silt up through those oyster beds and mud flats and everything else, and you got to wait for it to clean up.
Yeah. And that's true. And so if I have to catch them deep this morning, I'll catch them deep.
Yeah. Sound like you got a pattern. Well, I tell you what, I've been doing this a long time, but I've never dropped a little John into 20 something feet of water and jigged up a ledge and 17 feet to catch trout. I've never done. Well, let me take that back. At the short rigs, you fish that deep.
Oh yeah, but, you do.
But as far as inside, you know, along a channel and what you're doing, I've never done that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's
cool. Different.
As the years have gone by, I've developed how to do that. And you always fish down current. Don't ever cast up current because you're going to get hung on the shell.
Cast out there and leave the button down and turn it loose. Let it go.
Just drop it off the back of the boat sometimes.
Well, yeah, you can just doodle sock. Just drop it straight down.
Yeah.
It's like snapper fishing.
It's a really interesting deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
no
joke. And sometimes we'll use a 3/8 ounce.
Yeah.
But most of the time, a 1/4 ounce will get you going in this more weak current that we're having.
Yeah, the lighter the presentation, the better the bite, too. You don't have some big old chunk of lead on there.
Yeah,
that's you get true. By with a lighter jig head, it's always for a better bite.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well.
Well,
man.
Yes, sir.
I know you're busy. You got to gas up, mice up. If somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing, will you give them some info how they can reach you, Bill?
409-673-9211. All right. Sabine Lake on the web.
Well, good luck to you. Weather looks good right now. Just keep an eye on the sky, man. These storms
are nasty. Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, buddy. All right.
You
take care.
Might say a prayer for me. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Later, bud. All right. All right, that's Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. All right, I've got time to do a quick Star Tournament leaderboard update. Let's get that going here. Your Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division, just 2 tags so far. Same guys, Gary Mershon of Houston and Nate Appella of Hallettsville. And in the Blue Tag Division for the Transport Boat Mercury Coastline Package, you have Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson, Mitchell Mays of Georgetown, Robbie Pratt of Spring, Brian Cook of Dripping Springs, and Alfred Williams of Bay City. Sheephead leader still Eric Harper with a 9-pound, 10-ounce sheephead. Gaff top, Cherie Andrada, 6 pounds, 14 ounces. She's from Crosby. And you have Jason Smith, Sour Lake, 17-pound, 2-ounce black drum. Then in the Hall Power Offshore Division, the kingfish leader is still Leslie Maven of Grosbeck, 51 pounds, 4 ounces. And for your Dorado, Omar Casada of Alvin with a 42.4. And then your Ling, Cobia, Cody Melton, or Milton of Corpus with a 93.5. That's going to be a tough one. And to round it off, the Red Snapper, Joseph Hansen of Rocheron still hanging on with that 25-pound, 8-ounce snapper. So that's your Star Tournament leaderboard update. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamaha Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamaha.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right. It is 4:34 here in the Bayou City. Let's go up to Lake Conroe. Let's check in with the fish dude. And well, we're probably going to talk a little saltwater fishing, too, after his adventure at Cocodree. Richard, what's up?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing?
You recovered from that offshore action yet, buddy?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, that was a blast. There ain't no doubt.
So, y'all even caught a blue marlin. How about that?
I know. I'll tell you what, that's crazy because the thing is we got out there and pulled up and first drag, we caught two yellowfin right off the bat. Come back through there, drug again, hooked up on two pretty good mahi, and they both come off. Third drag, boom, here comes a marlin. It's like, good night, everything's out here. And then,
Get out there.
Yeah, I know. And we got out there, and then kind of, that was on one little set of rigs, and we moved out to some others and got dark on us and then started just kind of jerking them spoons around, catching them blackfin. And then sun come back up, went back out, went to dragging and different, you know, dragging some baits and then chunking mm-hmm. some stuff at them and all that, and caught some more yellowfin. And then there was another marlin that showed up. We never did even try to hook into him, but that one was even bigger. I mean, the one we had was a 10-footer.
Yeah.
I know. That little spot just had marlin all over it, man. I'll tell you what, it was a blast. So it's awesome. I mean, that's just one of the things that, you know, I never hooked into a marlin or even got close, but, well, I'll say that. Puerto Vallarta, we had a striped and a blue marlin hooked up out there, but never got them close to the boat. This one here just come right on in, but I tell you what, them rascals there are quick, too, because it's
king of the sea, man, fastest fish on the planet.
Good night. I tell you what, that rascal hooked up on him, and guy that was reeling on him, he was standing in the back starboard corner of the boat, pointing at a 45-degree angle out of the back of the boat, and that line was pointing straight out the back. And then whenever that fish went to jumping, he was on the port side about 200 yards off the port side, and I'm going, dang, is that the fish? Because you can see the line going straight off that starboard.
That's how quick they are. He made it from the starboard to the port side like in a blink of the eye, man. Those fish are nasty, dude.
I'll tell you what, it was a blast because he was sitting there looking straight down that line going, okay, the fish is straight back right here. And that sunken's on the other side of the boat, a couple hundred yards out, and it's like, goodness. And he was just jumping and clearing that water just as quick as you could shake a stick. Boy, I'll tell you what, he was getting it. That was just, you know, that's something that I've never experienced like that. And it was on a fairly small reel. I don't remember what size reel it was, but it was on a fairly small reel and probably the smallest bait we were actually trolling around out there. So
right,
it's just something different, you know. And then them dang old yellowfin, they went to popping on the top, you know. And the next morning, we got over there on that rig, just got to. They were just schooling everywhere. I mean, it's amazing to see all those fish just schooling on the surface. But we were, mm-hmm. I mean, good night. We were 180 miles out, so it was out there a pretty good haul anyway. So that's one of them vacations that you want to do anyway. That's me though. You know, so many people always wonder, what do you do when you go on vacation?
Well, go fishing.
that's it. Go fishing. I mean, good night. Tell you what, but it's I love it. You know, that's the thing, and that's why, you know, I get people ask me all the time, you take your boat out there? Shoot, no, I don't take my boat out there. I don't know nothing about that salt water. I mean, that's you put on them, I can catch them, but as far as knowing where and what, you know, what to do, I can do that because I take my own tackle out on most of them, you know, just to, because I got a big old spinning 9-foot long rod with a big old 8,000 series spinning reel on it, and I'll drop them spoons and chunk them different baits at them and stuff like that. Like, you know, them Halco 130s, you chunk them things at them.
Yeah.
And you can catch just about anything on them, or deep dropping them big old spoons, you know. But, you know, it's like I get out there and get talking to these guys, and you know, they're look, we're going along there, and they're looking at their bottom machine, and I go, well, how deep is it out here? How deep are you looking? I don't look past 500, you know. And I'm sitting there going, okay, 500. Well, how deep is it? Well, it's 5,000. It's like, good night. So you don't get to the bottom on this one. I mean, it's deep. So it's one of them things. It's just a blast doing all that stuff. And then, like yesterday, we went out and tried getting on them hybrids. You know, them sunguns are still around, and I caught a couple of them. But, man, I think it's about time to back off of them. Them rascals are... I mean, unless somebody just really wants to do it, that's just having to chase them too much. We worked on them dang things for a long time yesterday. And only got a couple of them, there were some monster schools going underneath us, and they just wouldn't touch anything. So, and I think there's a pretty good thermocline built up in the lake right now, because it's not very deep. I think it's 12 to 14 feet deep. Because every time I drop a shad down there about 18 feet deep, it would be dead in no time. So, but when I bring it up shallow, because that's what I do, try to figure it out. Because it's not really, the thermocline's not really showing up on the depth finder like it normally does this year for some reason. I don't get it. I don't understand why it's not doing it. Because normally you can pick it up on that depth finder pretty easily. But this year, for some reason, it's just not showing up real thick. But when you drop them baits down there and they start dying, you know exactly what's going on. Or I do anyway, because I've experienced it for so dang long. Yesterday, I just kept adjusting and adjusting. When I get to about 12 feet deep, then that's where the shad would stay alive and everything else. So it was, you know, that kind of tells me that's about the range that thermocline's in. So everything on Conroe is fixing to start going a little bit shallower, you know, and that's the big thing. You know, a lot of people, I know years ago before I understood how thermoclines worked, years ago, everybody thought summertime, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. Just keep going deep, you know, because everything's going to head towards the bottom. No, it doesn't happen that way. And I even figured it out when I used to run trot lines on the Trinity River over there, because you get to running those trot lines, and if you didn't run them like every hour, all your fish were dead. So it's where you'd pull them up and they'd be dead. Well, we'd put those, the weights in the center of the line going across the river, and I'd put some, you know, stretch to hold them down close to the bottom. And it got to the point where I'd put like 15, 20 foot long leaders on there to keep that line up off the bottom. And that way you get in the middle of that thermocline and that those fish would stay alive. So you could at least give them a couple hours, because if you leave them hanging on there very long, they're just going to, they're spoiled. They're just not
no oxygen,
good.
Man. They're done.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
plus the hot water, they go bad on you quick.
Quick. I mean, that's the thing, you know, and you don't want to waste those fish. I don't anyway. I mean, goodness. It's one of them things where it's hard enough to catch them. Why let them spoil on you, you know? And some people that are out there doing those lines like that, catching those fish that way right now this time of year, or some people don't understand why they're doing it. And that's exactly why, you know, thermoclines in the water, and you start adding length to your weights and bringing that line up closer to the surface, you'll figure out exactly where that thermocline's at, and those. When you go run your lines, those fish will be alive, and you can, you know, you'll do a lot better too, because there's more fish in that area. Even though everybody thinks a catfish is a bottom fish, he's not. You know, I mean, he feeds down there a lot, but he doesn't live down there all the time. You know, that's one of the big things, and proof in that is a lot of the guys that throw jug lines. You know, when you throw a jug line out, for the most part, you only got 8 to 10 foot of line out. And that line may float around 40, 50 foot of water, and you'll catch a 30-pound blue cat or something out there, because they suspend and they feed in that upper part of the water column a lot. And it's it's one of those things where, you know, that's another thing. It took me a long time to figure out that that's what they do. You know, those bigger ones don't always bottom feed. They're cruising around in those bait schools just like the hybrids do, because I catch them mixed in with hybrids all the time. You know, that's one of the things. And it's just, you know, you figure all that stuff out. And I mean, it makes life a whole lot easier anyway. It's just like yesterday, we got on some catfish and tried a deep hole, and man, we had a ton of little blue cats. I'm talking about, there were, them little blue cats were, they were probably about 6 to 8 inches long. And it's goodness. Like, goodness, I know. That's what I was thinking. And then we moved up into a shallow spot because I'm still trying to figure this thermocline out. Moved up into a shallow spot, boom, we started catching keepers. So
how about
that's
that?
One of the, yeah. You know, that's one of the things right there. But then there's still some that had eggs in them too. So it's, you know, it tells me there's still a few spawners out there. They're not completely done yet. So that's, you know, that's another thing you got to look at on. Is that there's still out there.
So many catfish, man. They multiply so good because they spawn them all year long, man.
I know. I tell you what, it's something
just like
else.
Trout do.
I'll tell you what, Conroe is just amazing. Then, well, you know, talk about those trout. You know, we were last week, we were over at Big Lake over at Lake Charles. And, man, we run across those. I talked about that last week, how the birds were diving on those, those fish out there in the Big Lake. But there's so many small trout over there right now. It's amazing. I mean, it's, you know, they actually upped their size limit from 12 to 13 inches, but there's still a ton of those little rascals out there. So, and I don't even know what
13 still small, you know, that's
it is
so little. Yeah. I mean, we're 15 over here minimum.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's small. 15, man, 12 and 13, that's a little,
That's it. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, and I think we had one that was our biggest fish over there was probably around 18 inches. Mm-hmm. And we caught him in the light at night. So
yeah,
it was one of them things where, you know, it just everything was on the smaller end, but we did catch quite a few keepers that one day. Now the bull reds are everywhere. Good night. They were smoking them chunked up ladyfish. That's for dang sure.
Well, and they feed good on them little trout too, man. I witness that in my backyard all the time. They like them little fish.
Goodness, I'll tell you what. That's one of them things. You know, we're at salt water. I don't totally understand all the fish and how they eat, but I know
everything eats each other.
I know. That's amazing.
From the bottom of the food chain to the top, baby.
I'll tell you what, it's crazy. That's like that dang dumb marlin. You know, I didn't realize how rough his bill was. I mean, that rascal's like sandpaper when you grab a hold of it.
Oh yeah,
good night. That thing is just as rough as it could be.
Well, so Richard, I got to run already, man. That flew by quick, man. That was a fast 16 minutes. If somebody wants to call you about coming up to Conroe and hanging out and fishing with you, give them some info, buddy.
All right, Mick, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage. FishDudeTX.com.
All right, back home, running trips, resting up.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
We'll do it, brother. See you, Richard.
All right.
Now let's run down Matagorda Way and check in with Captain Charlie P. this morning. Charlie Paradosky, what's up?
Oh, get ready to fight the elements.
There you
the rest
go.
Of the world.
Element fighting.
Yes, sir. Not much new down here, Mickey. Same old August patterns. You know, some people catching them, some people not.
Right. Well, that's fishing in general.
I hadn't fished since. Yeah. Well, I hadn't fished since Sunday. I've got to fish the next 3 days, but seems like more people going offshore or fishing off the beachfront than anything right now. You know, as far as the surf itself. Fishing for trout, it's pretty tough for that clear water. You know, it's you either get on something real early, or the guys that go down the beach in the afternoon are really doing the best, I think. you know, like that last hour of the day.
Yeah, and hope the storms don't get you.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't. It wasn't nothing around here yesterday. Nothing. Guess y'all got them all, didn't you?
Yeah, it's still kind of split me, but I actually got rain, so I'm not complaining. But I didn't get, I mean, we had some pretty good storms up here. High winds, a lot of lightning, heavy rain, and it was moving west from the east to the west.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about that for tomorrow, but you don't know. They don't even know, you know.
You just got to watch it, you know, just play it. Play it by ear and sight, you know, just do your own thing.
And use your head.
That's it. Use your head. I mean, with technology like we have now, you know, with our phones, with radar and everything, it's, don't let that next fish cost you.
Right.
You know, if it looks bad and it's coming, you might want to go ahead and wrap her on up there and, seek shelter.
Yeah. We used to take a lot more chances than what we do now, I can tell you that.
Well, we didn't know then like we know now. We didn't have anything to look at. We just looked at the sky and read the clouds and the wind switch and going, man, we may be a little late. That wind's already switched. That cool air, that's when you know you're probably in trouble.
Yeah. Yep. But anyway, I didn't talk to but just a couple of people yesterday, and they caught them. Seems like that bite right now is like from 9 to 11, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, it's kind of been like that for the last week or 10 days.
Yeah.
Kind of that mid-morning, you know, which is fine with me. At least it's a bite before the heat of the day.
Right.
I've seen some summers where, man, you had to stay out there if you were going to get them good. They were biting in the heat of the day.
Oh, yeah, man, back in the day. We didn't get going good till 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm going good. No shirt on. Got that ESPN with the Little League World Series going. That's what I'm doing that time of day right now.
That's better than watching the Astros right now, I can tell you that.
Yeah, we're just, let's get it over with. Get it out of the way. At least the Mariners are losing, too. It's all working out for us. We're hanging in there.
Yeah. That is true. They've been enjoyable. It's been a good,
we've had such an awesome ball club for the last 9 years, you know, and it just, people are freaking out over this. But I remember slumps and all those good years. Even the years we won the World Series, we went through slumps. I mean, that's baseball, man.
I'd like to see it with everybody good and healthy, though. I think we could have been a hell of a contender. Well,
we lost another outfielder, so. Tremel. He crashed into the wall and burned yesterday. I don't know whether he messed his neck up or his back. Concussion. He slammed in that wall hard, man.
Well, he fell on his back the day before, didn't he, catching that ball?
Yeah, he took a bad fall 18 hours before that one.
Right. Sure did.
So he's going to be banged up.
Anyway, I guess we'll have some Little League World Series to watch again today, won't we?
Yeah, that game last night was awesome. South Dakota and South Carolina. That was.
It was.
They scored 11 runs in the extra inning, both teams.
Yeah.
When they only scored one apiece for the whole game.
That's right.
That was pretty cool. Never give up, man. That ought to tell you right there. No, ever give up.
That's right. That is it.
Coach told him, said, it's not over till the fat lady sings. And he said, I don't know who the fat lady is, but she's not singing yet. Them boys come back
Yogi Berra.
Crazy, man.
Yogi Berra told him that a long time ago.
Yep.
Ain't over till it's over.
Got that right. Yep. They pay you in cash. It's like real money.
Yeah.
He was something else.
Yep. He was a good one.
Yeah, he was. Well, yep. I bet you're ready for fall, too. A lot of people are.
Oh, man.
Had enough, but, hey, summer's not near being over around here.
You know, there's so many of these guys that are disappointing the way fishing is right now. I said, man, just wait a couple of months, and then you're going to wonder where in the hell all these fish came from.
Yeah.
Yep. We got them. They're here. Just elements.
Well, what I like about fall, you start getting the fronts in and cool the water down, then all the garbage leaves, you know, get rid of all the skipjacks and gaff tops and hard heads and all that garbage. And then when you find a school, it's clean. You don't have to weed through all the trinket trash to get your fish, man.
That's right. That is true. Anyway, we're going to see what we can do today.
Well, good luck to you. Keep an eye on the sky, but rain chances are better tonight and tomorrow, so today looks good. Radar's clean right now. All right, man. Well, Charlie, somebody wants to come go with you. Give them a number, buddy.
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie P. Go Astros.
Take care, Mickey.
Later. All right, man. All right, we're going to take our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.